It certainly looks like we're going to have to delay it even further at this point. We hadn't talked about a specific date, to be honest with you, but we were all in agreement May 3rd may seem a little too optimistic at this point in time. But again, I'm interested in looking at where the puck's going to be down the road, not where it is right now. I know everyone, there's a lot of fear and anxiety out there about what's happening across the country. But there's positive news with respect to vaccines, and as they continue to grow, I think vaccines will outpace the variants.
Is there any update on the help that's being gathered for Ontario?
Yeah, so we had a conversation this morning, and it looks like we'll have a tactical update, if you will, probably tomorrow. I was hoping to have something by later this afternoon, but they're crossing their T's, dotting their I's, making sure that licensures are all lined up. But we do have a list of people who, Newfoundlanders and Labradorians, who stepped up and want to help, and we're going to facilitate that for them with the partnership with the federal government.
How many? You said a list. Is there a number?
We're looking at two streams right now. One would be a kind of rotational base, and one stream being a surge base, if you will, like to meet the immediate needs. So we'd be looking, I'm hopeful that we'll get over 20, but again, I don't want to kind of give a specific number because but we are hoping to have a continuous rotating stream, if you will, of critical care nurses and a doctor, like a team unit that would kind of come in a rotation, if you will, for a longer term. But then we're hoping to have another stream where we could meet surge capacity where required.
The federal budget just made one reference to the Atlantic Loop, but nothing in terms of like details for what sort of help they're going to provide for Muskrat Falls. When are we going to see what they're going to do?
Like I told you, we've been continuing with the negotiations between Mr. DuPont and Mr. Paddock, and they're happening in earnest now after the caretaker mode has been suspended. So we're back at it and hopeful to provide an update in due course. We recognize that we can't let this go until October, November, until data commissioning, because we'll see electricity rates double in this province, and we're not on for that. So we're working as hard as we possibly can, and recognizing the time constraints to make sure that this doesn't impact consumers. But make no mistake, if we don't do something, electricity rates will spiral out of control, and that's why our government is action-focused to help fix that. We've been very adamant with the federal government that we want to participate in the Atlantic Loop. We love the Atlantic Loop. We think that we can be the battery for the Atlantic Loop, but we need help in renegotiating the Lower Churchill projects first. Of course, they'll be a part of the Atlantic Loop, but they're, in order to be a part of the Atlantic Loop, we have to solve that issue first.
So you can't do the Atlantic Loop until Muskrat Falls is sorted out, that's what you're saying?
Financially, no. I mean, how could we? We don't have the maneuverability, the fiscal flexibility to participate if we don't fix the Lower Churchill projects. The language that I like to use is, although the loop is circular in nature, the approach is linear, and we need to make sure that we fix Muskrat Falls first before participating on a greater scheme in the loop itself.
So that means Newfoundland Labrador would be expected to put money into the Atlantic Loop?
No, I never said that. I said that what we, our participation will be contingent on first continuing with these negotiations, which are happening in good faith right now with the Lower Churchill projects. But in order for us to participate and give the resource that we have, the battery that we can be for the rest of Atlantic Canada as they come off coal and other non-renewable resources, we need to fix the Lower Churchill projects first. I think everyone recognizes that the price tag on this is out of control. It's an incredible downward pressure on our economy from a macro level, and if we let it spiral out of control, micro level. So we need to make sure that we're fixing that in order to participate more fully in the Atlantic Loop. And we're prepared to do so. We want to do so. We believe we have the capacity to do so, but we want to make sure that we're fixing the Lower Churchill projects first.